name is Joan Mooney. This is Cultural Society. November 12th, 2007. And we're asked except for, are you a native of Waseca County?
Faribault County.
Faribault. And what did you want to tell us about your war memories today?
I was deferred. Faribault went north to Faribault County with a busload. Then we woke up in the suburbs of Chicago, off the train, wing across the south, on the camp, 10-11 form, did the education. I said she was from Texas. Learned that there were so many others from Georgia. And there was really good, was from Brooklyn.
Oh, boy.
It was turned the corner. Right for people. But said, I didn't know that this country had so many things.
You think you had an accent?
They must have. A busload of us from the north.
Were troops being gathered in the Dakotas at that time? All filtering down to that same. God went there, too. What inspired you to go into the army?
A draft.
There was a draft.
Yeah. In King firing rifles and so forth and so forth. I walked 20 miles. That was a long ways.
Oh, yeah.
Got done with furlough, they called it. Back to after my mother was dying of cancer. On that train, we're gone. We catch another train to go south. Army camp, they was going to teach us air power, ammunition, air power. But we set fire to the forest. But we set fire to it. So we was out there putting out the fire. Well, train down to San Francisco. Never saw anything. We went on the ship. Moon underneath the ground. But was very ain't fish. I go got there. These fish, it seemed like they were gaining speed, and then the thing would come out of these fish, and then they would glide further on. I knew such a thing existed, but there it was. Soon it was to there was ships, all American ships. As you could see, all the islands.
What a technical person, I can't even turn.
We're on the way into a set of islands they called truck. There, aircraft carrier. Opportunity to be. Also, there were other Navy. Soon, we were escorted by the Navy. But in the middle of the. That's when the armistice with Japan came. Turn this tub around, let's go back home. No. Soon, we were to the Philippine Islands. A train to the airfield, and looking across very nice mountains, old Air Force base, people who lived around there, probably 2,000-3,000 acres. Train went to the semi trucks. Right there, they were hauling us, because the semi had box, they had a row of seats along each side. Another seats down the middle. Now I up the mountain we went. Up of the mountain, and then the surprise of my life. Those who had graduated from high school, over here, two of us. The fellow got to be company. Oh, the radar was a company. I was put made the mail clerk. Then and there, I came from private up. But that way, they came on the trucks and down. We were put near the ocean. Near the ocean. We had to load up ammunition. That beach was absolutely covered. Ammunition of all kinds. To load that ammunition on the trucks so that we could have a place to have our tents dumped with the trucks, you can only guess. But I was there for 3-4 days, out the ways in the ocean, and there were ships. And the ladder, we had to put on ships. That we did. Going ship began to bob like a cork. The end of that ship would go down. Water would come out of the water. And here we call them hurricanes, typhoons. Waves, you know, that would be putting up very nicely with that. Water came out of the water when it went down. Dum, 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 dum. And the propeller would be Mert Schwartz, which was on Okinawa there. We went down. Island of Japan. I went to the other end of the island. Here's my directions were. That's the end of the island.
Heavily populated?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Mountains. These paddies went up the mountain. Created up there. In a, early army barracks. Yes, it wasn't. stopped too for a peep. Pick me up. Take me to the post office. Me there with that. And this mail day. One of those fellows had not been paid for months. Paid with Japanese yen. A lot of those guys took their surplus money to the post office. Money orders. Army footlocker. Long, by a foot high and a foot deep. He absolutely filled that locker with a sit on the cover to get it shut to the post office. To this older right, because I'm here.
That's right.
All there was, the guys that had been killing people were, after you get through with it, we took that container in the back end of a Jeep. Oh, that there is nothing in the back end of the Jeep. Nothing. And we went down Main Street. Street, and there was about like the main street at the foot. Walking slowly, you know. I'm right, because I'm still.
You were rather nervous on that. All this time, had you seen any?
1945. But there for 2-3 days or so, or went month or two, something like that. Basically deferred because of my mother. Oh. In Hiroshima. Terrible. And it was something that's about all it was done. Well, you know,
okay.
Waited for to take us back home. A delightful series, back in the corner, different name at that time, but we got half drunk. It was delightful. And thousands of us there. 6 days, we was. Seattle. Then a yacht came out. What do you think was on that yacht? Earls.
Oh, trouble.
1,000 men?
Oh, no.
They began the tip.
Went overboard for a belly full of women.
Could have been. You describe a good feeling. In cross country, Wisconsin, I was ushered out.
How did you get all the way?
Anna. He was teaching school and went out because of Owen.
She is.
All right. Oh, she came the same way with me. Oh.
And then,
ooh. Yeah, I can make you a suit, a sheet mask.
That's what you did for Nakapina. Anna was a teacher. We knew that. She just want to go back to Hiroshima a little bit.
Just as soon as I could because. Well, not really. And there was strange. Even after the two atomic bombs, people and their emperor, Hirohito, stopped the war. Stopped everything. His army did not. To the last person. And so if we... emperor Hirohito, a photograph recording to the Japanese people. The thing was a 33 RPM and things away sometimes, shove them into a and you got a terrible time finding it afterwards. Oh, see, another part of this puzzle comes after the atomic bomb. Americans sent 140 some B-29 bombers to oil refinery of Japan bombers. Bombers got close to Tokyo. Its army did not find that recording. It Japanese army had found that a recording everything was geared so that if American bombers came close, the lights went out. So people, man, and he was a...
Dad can make money doing anything. Sure. He's a lucky Irishman.
It's about when bombing. All of their bombs went right down anyone who has killed or they would come. Be sure my magazine, my machine gun was ready. Never talked about it. For some reason or other, the Lord was in it. With come, the Americans sent 140 people. It was actually they allowed me to live. Henry was there. The time, January to all in 1945. You're looking at the luckiest man alive. I didn't. Let's do it.
Great. You're on history. I'm gonna-